Hello, my Shamrocks. Welcome to episode 132 of the Lost Souls Podcast. It's me, Soul, hosting because we have a very special episode for you all listeners. Today we are joined by Spider Star You.
Hello, Juice Buddies.
Super Zambazy.
Hello.
And Madame Toadette.
I'm trying to make my baby stop crying.
She had 7 babies in Tamagotchi life.
Lucky number 7.
Oh god. I've never set cut. Moving on to the topic at hand. Our special, super special topic is the news, because we have actually had a lot of news, what with PAX being finished, and there was some little bits of news before and after it. The first topic is more of just brush over thing, but I did want to get it out of the way for those who actually did care, any of our listeners who are interested in Bayonetta 2, because I believe it was yesterday. No, it was Thursday. On Thursday, there was a Bayonetta 2 Direct, and while much of it wasn't really new, there was just a whole bunch of details with their torture attacks, and there was a new playable character announced for a multiplayer tag climax mode named Rodan. I don't know anything about Bayonetta, I'm just reading off the press release I got. But the other thing was, hey look, a Fox costume, Star Fox, Fox of Cloud, costume for Bayonetta 2. Just Bayonetta 2, unlike how the costumes like Princess Peach, Princess Daisy, Samus, and Link are in both games. Fox will be exclusive to the Bayonetta 2 version. And finally, the game did get a release date, October 24th, which is between, a lot of people are using it as their game to mull over between the hype, once the hype will die down from Smash Bros. 3DS, you can move on to Bayonetta 2, and then you can get with Super Smash Bros. For Wii U, which we'll talk about later, but does anybody have anything to say about this Bayonetta stuff?
So, I watched 5 minutes of it, and then I paused it.
I played Project M.
Oh, wow. I paused it, and then I just never kind of came back. I feel like Bayonetta is one of those games where I really don't need to see all this, what that game's going to have and feature, because you get the general sense that it's just everything's going insane, and there are worlds colliding, and things exploding, and yeah, it's just, I feel like you just need to play it to actually understand what it is, so you can have and this Nintendo Direct helped, because it showed story, and different mechanics, and kind of what the main point of the game is. That's all important, and you do need this to show what this is about, but for the most part, if you're you just have to play it, and then you can make a decision whether you actually want to continue playing or not, if this is something you want to do. So that's kind of how I feel.
It is nice that at least you can get the original Bayonetta, they're having that cool remake, and I think I think that's a good idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
Now, I don't remember, was the game announced? I think it was announced the Nintendo Direct before last year's E3, I think that was the thing.
I remember when it was announced. It was announced before the Wii U was even released at this New York event where they announced the price. I know, it's been forever, where they announced the price and the different models, 32 gigabyte, 8 gigabyte. That's when they announced this game. It's been forever.
Was that when we saw that weird teaser trailer with that weird monster dude clawing at it, and she had her weird gun heels walking along?
I think so. Because I think that's... No. I don't know. It might have just been a teaser, feathers flying, and then just hey.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Literally, it was just, if I remember correctly, it was the feathers, and then it shows her heels, and she's walking back towards the background, and then it has some weird monster dude clawing against the screen, and it goes Bayonetta /2.
Yeah, then that's what it is. But it's been ages.
I was thinking, wow, this game has been in development for a while, but then I was wait, didn't it get launched as what we now know as Yoshi's Woolly World, but apparently not? Because I remember Yoshi's Woolly World, or whatever it was called, Yarn Yoshi at the time, was announced. I remember it was the Nintendo Direct before E3, but it was far before E3, I think March or so. But besides that, does anybody else have anything to say on Bayonetta?
Bayonetta. I did not even see the direct. Oh my gosh, I feel embarrassed. but I really didn't see it because I freaking forgot about it. First off, I forgot about it, and secondly, I mean, I already know I'm probably gonna get Bayonetta, so I don't think I really need to see more about it. I already know that I like what I see so far, so I don't think I need to see tons and tons of stuff to you know prove that I need to get it. So I'm gonna be getting it anyway. Do you guys know the release date? Because I completely forgot.
October 24th.
Alright, so I probably won't be getting it the exact release date. Maybe I might get it, like, weeks after, but I already know I'm getting it, so.
Well, that is, like, right after your birthday, so if you get birthday money, you can buy that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is why having the original in there is such a good idea.
It's genius.
The people who are buying this game, primarily, are going to be people who have never played the first one, because
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I understand where you're coming from, because it is a Wii U exclusive, and not, I think Bayonetta wasn't even on the Wii, which is...
Oh, no, it wasn't.
So, yeah, it was... First of all, I didn't know what Bayonetta was. I'd never heard of Bayonetta until Bayonetta 2. So, I'm one of those people who was totally in the dark, but I know there are Bayonetta fans who will be buying the game, but, I mean, really, there aren't, like, a huge amount of Bayonetta fans comparatively to Legend of Zelda, or even, like, Mario, of course.
Yeah.
Alright, moving on, we have a bunch of Super Smash Bros. News, but I'm gonna be, bunching these together into two different, separate parts. The first part is from PAX, and it's, we had, Shulk confirmed, who, I was literally, like, I knew a character was gonna get confirmed that day, but I wasn't expecting Shulk. And first of all, I didn't even know PAX was going on. It was just me being like, there's gotta be another character. I was expecting, not like a leaked, like Wario or something. I was very, like, caught up that he was supposed to be leaked yesterday, or shown yesterday, but he wasn't. Shulk was shown, and then that also confirms the leak we have, because, and certain picks of the day have been proving further evidence towards it. Including, like, 8 costumes for each character, which was mentioned in the leak, saying that there was going to be 8 costumes for Bowser Jr., who is the leak's character, the other 7 being the Koopalings, or Olimar having 4 colorations and the other 4 being Alf. How do you feel about Shulk and his Monado arts and the leak confirmation?
It's awesome. I really like it so far.
Even though this is, like, you know, really hinting towards the fact that it's real, like, you know, it's pretty much just proof. I'm still not gonna believe it 100% until the actual game comes out, because you never know when there could be last-minute changes or anything that we haven't seen yet.
Well, I don't think they're doing last-minute changes. It's already on shelves. People in Japan already have it, and it's been at, like, events. I don't think they swiped anything away. But, speaking of the further evidence, I forgot to mention, if the pictures, all the pictures leaked, and the videos and such were all taken at around the same time, like, nothing was changed between, and, the All-Star Mode picture from a pick of the day tells us that the padlock, if locked, shows that not all the characters are available to be fought against, and with those pictures, with the character roster, and that, it shows that there's a lock next to it, so if it's anything to take it with a grain of salt, that means that there could even be more characters to, like, I don't remember how much it was, I think it was, like, 50 characters, so to me, that's a lot, and I'm hoping that those 2 remainders are Wolf and Ice Climbers, because I really like them. I like Wolf a lot, because Wolf, to me, is, like, that, a lot of people say he's a clone, but I'm like, Wolf's not, he's kind of a clone, but his moves work so differently, I think he works pretty well comparatively, but to choose between the Ice Climbers and Wolf, if only one could take the spot, of course it'd be the Ice Climbers, just because not a lot of people use them, but to me it's like taking Captain Falcon, well, a lot of people use him, but to me it's like taking Captain Falcon out of the Smash Bros. Series. He's still a bit obscure as of now, but I mean, it's just, you can't take him away, and I feel like the Ice Climbers are in the same boat now.
I'm going to feel a little bit disappointed if we don't see Ice Climbers in the game at all, because, I use Ice Climbers all the time in Brawl and Melee. I thought they were such fun characters. Like, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, the game is horrible if they're not in. No, I'm not going to be like that.
Same.
But I am going to be genuinely disappointed, because I'm like, those are, like, original characters, and you couldn't include them? Like, I mean, if you can't include them in the 3DS version, at least include them in the Wii U version if you can. Like, it's just kind of silly to me. I don't know. I really hope that they do make it in somehow. I mean, like it's been said before, we don't know all the characters just yet.
If they're
in the game and they're unlockable, then that'll make sense, but...
Yeah. At the very least, a trophy.
Also, I'm really surprised that, like...
That will be an insult if they're a trophy.
Oh, yeah.
That will be a slap in the face.
The ice climbers, and it's like, why would you even put them as a trophy? Like, that's just mean. Maybe Wolf, because Wolf is kind of a supporting character to me.
Yeah.
But...
Well, if you don't put them as a trophy and you don't include them at all, then...
I'd rather have them not included at all, because to me it's just like, wow, you're acknowledging
that. Wasn't
there,
like, a rumor that there was, like, a Wolf alt for Fox?
That's in... a later bit, but apparently not Wolf alt, but there's like a Wolf coloration. Apparently a lot of people are saying these are all have been confirmed, but I'm like, just because somebody says it doesn't mean it's true. I've seen videos but no video evidence, so it's whatever. That's besides the point. For me, because I didn't really mention it, the Shulk, first of all, I think he's really cool. I'm a bit surprised, because going back to those videos, if there are videos, like, of demos, and there's a whole bunch of characters that I did not expect to be starting characters, like Palutena and Shulk, I didn't explore Pac-Man. I thought all three of those would be, like, unlockables, not necessarily hidden, but unlockables, especially Shulk. No, Shulk, I think, is a hidden character, in my opinion. It's just, like, he meshes between two different... He's not a third-party guest character, but he's not a first-party character. He's just, like, owned by Nintendo, technically. Monolith Soft owns them or something like that. I don't know much about Xenoblade. But I like him all the same. I think he's going to be a weird character to use, because I still haven't heard how the Binotto arts work. That's his standard special. I don't know if it's at, like, Pac-Man's special, where you hold it down and as it... you charge it, it gets stronger, or changes, I'm sorry, because he has different, like, stages of, like, he has Buster, which I think is better meteor damage, but he is weaker, like, he could get launched farther, I think that's how it works, or something like that. So, either that, or it's just, you press B, and then B again, and B again, and B again, or B, someone said B, you hold down B, and then you press side, and it, like, switches between the, arts, but that's besides the point. Anybody else have anything to say about the leaks being pretty much confirmed, and Shulk?
Can I talk about the starting roster, or what we think is the starting roster?
Sure.
Or are we saving that? Okay.
It's a good segue into the next discussion, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'm trying to understand the logic behind the starting roster, because I understand things like keeping the third parties there, because they're third party, and you just kind of want to have them on display, but then I don't understand things like having Greninja in there with Lucario right from the start. That feels like a unlockable character, or like you said, Palutena, Toon Link. Like,
but,
what?
To be fair, I would say that too, but I feel like that's just me thinking. Well, these are newcomers. Like, wouldn't you have to unlock them? They're like special like that. I'm trying to keep an open mind. I still do not see Greninja. Of all characters, Greninja and Palutena seem to me like the weirdest out of the bunch. Like, I can see Rosalina. I could see I don't remember any other characters who would newcomers in there really. Well, I could see Mega Man, and I still don't see Pac-Man. He's another one of those. Mega Man and Sonic or whatever. He was unlockable in Brawl, Sonic, but I guess since now everybody's used to him being in the Smash roster, it's not a big deal to have him in the game comparatively towards Pac-Man and Sonic, or Mega Man.
But, okay, so then the other things that just confuse me, like Shulk, I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Maybe it's people with new series that are showing up get spotlight right from the start, but
well,
then you have Duck Hunt.
So I heard,
like, okay.
Well, he's not in the starting roster.
Yeah, so it doesn't, so one is unlockable and one is there from the start, so that reasoning doesn't really matter.
I heard that he is actually a hidden character. He's just unlocked in the demos for sake of trying out a new character. But, of course, I'm not sure if that's true. But, if Greninja is a
story, it wouldn't be surprising, because they did that with Toadette in the Mario Kart 8 demo. She was playable then, but in the actual game, you have to unlock her.
Which is true. But I, Actually, I don't really have much of a counter argument against it. It's just a wait and see thing, which, by the way, I'm still really mad that we have to wait a two weeks, I think, to get the game.
Three, God.
Oh, my God.
It's because it's literally we get the entire games, even though we basically have now already, but we get the everything else, like, even the tiniest details spoiled next, or this Friday, right? No.
I would say sooner, probably. Let's be honest, someone's going to get a copy earlier, at least a day earlier.
No, it's this Friday, and yes, or this coming Sunday, or something like that. I'm sorry, I'm not good with days.
I'm pretty sure it's Saturday, the 13th.
It is the 13th, so it's Saturday. It just disappoints me. I don't want... Ugh. We're going to see, like, everything's going to be broken down. Like, I was actually very tempted to import a 3DS just for this, but I'm like, that's not... It's not worth my money. Japanese 3DSs, it's just like, I can't even... Yeah. I can't read it, and I'm going to be getting the game in English. It's just a waste of money. If I could get, like, free games for review, I would totally just take the Japanese and import it, but it's besides...
I was actually considering importing and getting an import 3DS so I could do, like, recordings and videos and whatnot, but that means I would have to have my Japanese 3DS modded, which is, like, $250.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nah,
we'll pass. I see all these, like, YouTubers, like, with these modded things. I'm like, dear Lord, do you know? Like, I know they do get a reasonable, sustainable amount of money for stuff like this, but, like, dear God.
Yeah, they make it all back, but, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
So, moving on, the, like, second half is, the 3DS, or the Smash Bros. 3DS that we saw coming out in Europe has been confirmed for the States due to, like, a Walmart sheet thingy, like, their product papers, and it says that the there will be a blue variety, which is actually a similar story to how the X and Y 3DSs were announced. They were announced in the special X and Y ones. They were announced in Japan only red, and then we saw a red and blue one. There was a red and now a blue one, and same thing here, except the 3DS here will, I'm assuming that a bundle will be coming, but the 3DS Smash Bros. 3DSs will be coming out September 19th here, and they don't come with the game as of now, but there's probably going to be a bundle at some point. And then the other news is there's a whole bunch of rumors, which I'll probably explain after I say there's going to be, like, a Smash sale, and the Smash sales currently, right now, they're themed after some characters in the game, such as, like, you know, Mario, Luigi, Peach, I think Bowser might have been in it, and there's also Little Mac and Yoshi. I think Yoshi's New Island is on sale, Super Mario 3D World, Super Mario Bros. 2, both on 3DS and Wii U. It's pretty good. I'm surprised they have all these neat sales. Other games besides the games already mentioned, Super Mario 3D Land is also on sale. Punch-Out is on sale. Super Mario Bros. 3 is on sale, and Yoshi's New Island is on sale. And the rumor mill is, I'm not going to be reading it all, but several costumes have been said to be announced. Fierce DD Link, who I was happy to see because I've kind of awesome. Wanted him. Yes, awesome. I love Fierce DD Link. He looks so weird. He's just a bizarre Link costume, and I think it's an interesting idea. Other ones that's supposed is there is no black color for Pit. If it's true, that makes sense since Dark Pit is a clone character. Little Mac has supposedly 16 costumes, 8 for his original model, and 8 for his wireframe model, which I don't believe, because they're not doing it. Why? 8? No.
I can believe it.
You know what would be cool for Little Mac? They probably wouldn't be able to do it, because there's so many options for this, but it'd be cool if they edited him to have, like, the color scheme of his opponents. So, like, a Glass Joe coloration, Von Kaiser coloration, King Hippo coloration, Aaron Ryan coloration.
Well, I don't think they would be doing that, because I think we've seen the 4 Little Mac colors. Like, I'm assuming that the original models will be separated down, or actually, no. No, they wouldn't do that. I was going to say separated down between 4 of them original colors and 4 of them would be the hoodie, but I'm like, no, you have to. It's just the pink hoodie. You have to stay with the pink hoodie. Even though if he did have 16 costumes, I would rather him have 8 hoodie costumes compared to 8 wireframe models.
I really hate the wireframe ones. They really suck.
I think it's a cool idea, but if eight colors of just, like I think they would just change his trunks. Like, if you change the wire colorations, it basically defeats the purpose.
Exactly.
Continue.
Do we know how the Wii Fit trainer works? Does it have, like, four and four with the male and female?
None yet, but, I mean, I would assume so. There is, like, the male one. There's the Wii Fit and Wii Fit U colors. Like, there's a green one and a blue one. But I don't think we've heard anything else.
I wonder if they'll finally... Like, one thing I always wanted for a peach color is if they change the color of her toad, too. You know, just be a funny little tidbit.
I remember when I found out, like, in Melee, because I did play Melee before Brawl, there is a cool little, coloring thing. I was like, oh, cool, there's colors. Why don't they have, next game, like, Peach have the color things? And they never did. So, I wish... they did have that, because I love the idea of having, like, little colored toads. Moving on, because I didn't get to finish. Also, Fire Peach, some of these things is, like, ticking me off, because, like, these are Project M things, and they're literally just, like, confirming things that Project M had. I'm like, they're not gonna do Project M modes. But someone's like, Outset Island, Link, Toon Link was not in the game, which obviously is not. Fire Peach, which I kind of understand as a coloring for Peach, but no, Fire Peach is not, like, why would you even say she's not in the game? But maybe she is. Some people have said she is. Also, there's a Viridi model for Palutena, not Viridi model, Viridi coloration, so, like, dark red, blonde hair, and her staff is probably, like, brownish or something, for Palutena. Once again, no video evidence for any of this. And we've seen, yeah. I think, it's kind of taking me off, because I'm like, stop saying, like, people are saying it's been confirmed, and while I am not saying I necessarily doubt it all, it's just, like, it hasn't been confirmed, just because somebody says it, even on the Reddit, like, a trusted member, that doesn't mean it's necessarily true.
Yeah, there's a lot of, there are a lot of sources, and I think there are some that you can trust more than others, and even then, you have to just kind of be careful, because even people just make mistakes when reporting, and
yes,
it's just, you just take, like I said, everything with a grain of salt. You have to be very careful and not take, read something and be like, oh my gosh, yes.
Truth.
What about a grain of pepper?
Pepper is too spicy.
That's, sure, yeah.
Salt is cheaper to find. And finally, I think mentioned it, wolf skin, supposedly, it's like gray fur with a purple eyepiece, and I think a darker, or a lighter blaster color, but...
Wait, a wolf skin?
A wolf skin, not
okay, now why coloration. Is why on MPL it says Fox has a gray wold skin? What's a wold?
You know what, sorry, you do know...
SZ!
You know it was a typo.
Oh my gosh, I wrote this at 1 a.m. Stop talking.
You're
oh
so mean.
How am I... How you did not need mean? To point it that says out. Wold! Okay. It says wold! I was like, what's a wold? I'm
you
like,
did
oh,
not need to point that out
costume.
On the podcast. Oh.
Yeah, you didn't have to put that on broadcast.
Hashtag rude.
Everyone knows
now. So everyone already
like,
knew.
Just like the... I did a weekly... I can't even remember. Question of the week. Oh, it must be question of the month, because it's so slow.
I didn't say that end part. Please. I just said that it was supposed to be question of the month. AJ said question of the year.
I have to reply to that still.
Wait, what? No, he's just going to strike the comment, because like, he said that forever ago. If you say question, try to come up with a sassy comeback now, you're just proving his point.
Yeah, I didn't try to fight it. It's true.
And does anything
but
okay
else? The gray wolf costume,
yes.
I would prefer if it's helped, I would prefer wolf to be his own character. I wouldn't want him to be like a fox costume.
Well,
unless
it's
you
not
mean
even
like
a
literally
it's,
fox
it's a coloration
is like gray
it's not even a costume
and he looks like
wolf,
wolf
which I mean honestly
like that like he looks
Honestly, if anything, I would just, if I had to choose like between, well, obviously if I had to choose between wolf not being in the game and a wolf skin, like an alternate like character model.
Well, if it's like a skin, yeah, I would prefer that than nothing.
Yeah.
But the way it makes it seem is like, it's just like Fox's fur is gray, he's
yeah.
wearing wolf's costume, that's what it makes it seem like.
Well, I think that's what they're saying, if it's true, which honestly, if Wolf's not in the game, I feel like that's what they'd do. They'd be like, well, here's a Wolf coloration to at least, like, we're sorry he's not in the game.
Shame.
Or sinful.
Sinners.
So, one thing I don't really understand is when people, and I think, I don't know if this is intentional, but people say things like color, alt, and costume. And I don't think there's differences between the three, but well, I know there's supposed to be some kind of difference between a skin color and an actual change to the model.
It's okay. So some people use alt as alt I think is used for costume. They're both, because somebody says alternate costume, color and costume obviously are separated between the two. I've never heard them used interchangeably, but I don't know where alt falls. I think alt falls more towards costume, because I'm like, why would you say there's a pink alt? I think people probably say that. It just sounds trivial to me. I'd rather say there's an alt fox skin for Falco, even though that's not true.
So, okay, yeah. So what would we consider in Brawl a costume?
None. I'm sorry. Wario is the only one with an alt costume.
Biker and normal suit.
Okay, and Daisy was just a color swap, even though she had, like, the flowers. That's still colors. Yeah.
In Melee, it was actually, like, Peach had a different dress as Daisy.
Yeah, and it was there were flowers and stuff.
It was actually different. Like, the jewelry was different, the coloring was different on the dress. That was actually
Which, why
different.
They cut from Brawl? Because I thought that was really cool.
I don't know, but in Brawl, it literally is just a color. It's not a costume or alt costume, whatever. It's literally just a color.
It's just lame. I hope... even though they probably didn't, I hope they would have that in this game.
Yes.
Does anybody else have anything to say with the 3DS?
I'm still trying to figure out this costume thing, because it's... So, the Fierce Deity Link, that would be a costume. That's changes that are made.
Costume. Well, yeah, it's an alternate costume. Or color. I got it. If it's at least in my terms, I'm not sure if it's true. If it's a costume, it represents another, like, a thing from the canon. So, it's a costume of Fierce Deity Link. And I guess you could, even though it's more of a color, because the models are just the same, I guess you could link them to Samus's new things. Like, she does have the dark suit, so it's a dark suit costume, but I think it's just coloring due to the model not being changed. Dude, are you straight with this now, or is there...
No, but we'll move on, because I'll just have to wait until the game comes out.
Do you have just Toadette?
Explain it to SC in the comments.
I will. I will fix it. I'll tell them in the Skype chat. But does anybody else have anything to say, like, with the 3DS or the rumors or the Smash sale?
I just really want this game to come out. Yeah. I mean, I am just waiting here. I am like. I literally can't play anything else, because as soon as I play any Smash game, the first thing that comes to my mind is Smash Bros. 3DS. I just want to play the game right now.
I feel bad because the game comes out, like, a day before my dad's birthday.
Holla. October 4th.
Good birthday gift.
Get it for your dad and play with your dad on Wi-Fi.
He doesn't have a DS.
Get it the 3DS. Get the 3DS for your dad.
I don't have enough money for that.
I know.
In fact, I used the last of my money to pre-order the damn game. I used the last of my money.
I have been spending a lot of money, and I should not, but I will anyway.
Yes, I've been spending all sorts of money.
I have to go split money for Hyrule Warriors, and I have to go get Smash Bros., which, by the way, really, 7 days between... It's a week between Hyrule Warriors and, like, Super Smash Bros. I've mentioned this before, I think, on the podcast. I think it's ridiculous, the delay between the two games, because Smash Brothers has 3 weeks between it, and this one has, like, a month and a week between Hyrule Warriors. And I'm like, Smash Brothers is way more, like, text in it, because you have to do every trophy, every environment. There's a lot of text that goes into it. Like, Hyrule Warriors, most of it is just dialogue. There's, like, little bits, like, the weapon names and, like, weapon characteristics, but I mean, really, like, God.
Okay, I am gonna be really mad as hell here, because Sakurai is being biased as hell, right? It's coming out in Japan first, alright, so that means we're gonna have to wait 3 weeks, we're gonna have to watch these, no, I'm not trying to be rude, but these wonderful Japanese people. They're going to be playing the game. I'm going to be sitting on my tail just watching them play. I'm going to be watching YouTube videos. I'm just going to be like, oh, I want to play the game right now. I am just, oh, that is so horrible. They should have done what they did on freaking Pokemon X and Y, where it was released everywhere at the same time. I think that's, but I don't know. I know a lot more goes into a game in whatever the case might be. You know, I know games are not just so simple to make. Okay, but I'm just saying, like, 3 weeks? Come on.
Compared to a month and a half with less things to do, it's just not, it's not realistic.
I mean, come on. Come on, you know, come on.
Like, honestly, why didn't they just wait till October 3rd for the Japanese release? And, because nobody would ever know that they're done. I mean,
you guys are such babies.
It's not. We care a lot about Smash.
I don't give a flying crap, alright?
Toadette,
you're not as big of a Smash fan as I am.
If there was a Toadette game and it was, and you had to wait 3 weeks between Japan and North America, how would you react?
I would state that Japan's getting it first. I would be excited that it come out first because I can watch gameplay. I would get excited to be able to watch gameplay and see what happens in the game because I like to spoil myself.
I don't want to spoil myself, or I'd rather much play it than spoil myself.
I'm gonna say I'm not gonna spoil myself, but as soon as I see footage, I'm definitely gonna do it.
I have to spoil myself.
It's gonna happen. I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna watch that video. 5 minutes later, okay, let me see what's on the video.
Please, I tried to do that for Mario Kart 8, but then I found out that the entire game was shown, so I was like, alright, whatever, time to go watch all these videos over and over again.
Yeah, and that was basically a month before it came out, so there you go, same situation.
That's just unrealistic.
I don't think it's completely fair to just blame, like, Sakurai, say,
I'm not blaming Sakurai.
I know he doesn't control when it comes out in America, yeah. I'm sorry for saying that. I'll take that back. We'll blame Reggie. I'll blame Nintendo of America.
My initial, I haven't really looked into this, but when I hear that Hyrule Warriors is a month later and Smash Brothers is a month later, I see Nintendo having, for North America, having like one game a month until the end of the year, November being a little different, but basically having one game for each month. And does that mean that Japan has some extra game coming up that we are not getting, so they have to have the game earlier, maybe?
I don't know, but that's...
October. What did they get in October?
I don't know. I really don't. But, I mean, you say that as you, but keep in mind, Hyrule Warriors and Super Smash Bros. 3DS are literally a week apart. And since, I mean, like, really, you pushed that September thing to, like, the very end. I still am very confused on why they didn't have it. I guess maybe there's, like, some manufacturing issues or whatever, but just, like, September 26th? That's barely September, and meanwhile, we have all of October to play September. Wow, September. Super Smash Brothers for 3DS. It's just, I don't understand having that whole, once a game a month thing. They did that, I think, last year, too, with Wonderful 101, and then it was other games that I can't remember.
Well, they have to do that, because they have nothing else. If you release everything, like, right when it's done or whatever, you might have everything in 1 month, and then 5 months of nothing.
No, I know that, but I'm saying September 26th. Why didn't you do it September 8th?
Maybe it's a pattern. Maybe it's the Hyrule Warriors end of September, because we know Bayonetta is end of October, and maybe that's just to keep it spread out. So it's not like beginning of October, end of September, you have two games, and then... I don't know. I'm just trying to think of it in their perspective and how they would release these games.
When does Hyrule Warriors come out?
September 26th.
Oh man, they should not have done that. Who's gonna buy that when Smash Brothers is coming out?
It's not smart.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. That's what you mean by 1 week. I keep thinking you mean Japanese release of Smash Brothers 3DS and our release of Hyrule War. Yeah, I have no idea why they did it a week apart. That's crazy.
Everyone's gonna be getting their hands on Smash.
Well,
there has been a long drought
of games since pretty much like since Tomodachi Life came out. Like, there's been a really long drought of games, so I guess they figured that over the summer everybody saved up their cash to get all the games that are coming out in the swarm of the end of the year.
Me, even though I didn't, I spent a whole bunch of money. I spent $20.
I tried to do it, but I had to buy stuff.
Cool stuff. Moving on to PAX news, the last after Shulk, we had the new 3DS and the new 3DS XL announced, which basically I like to think of as, like, literally the step up between the new 3DS and whatever, but I refuse
to call it... 3DSi.
Yes, but I refuse to call it the new 3DS because I think it's the from what I like to stamp my standpoint on it is it's the complete opposite in fault, like, as the Wii U's name fell into it. The Wii U sounds like an upgrade, while the 3DS doesn't even, like, the new 3DS doesn't make sense as a name. To me,
it's new!
No, to me, it's like, if you can work it into conversation by accident, like saying, hey, I'm gonna get this, the new 3DS, and you mean an actual regular 3DS, it just doesn't work for me. I like the name, somebody came up with the name Super 3DS, so I'm calling it that, because I don't...
Oh my god, Super 3DS, that is the most cheesiest
I like to call it the 3DSi.
Excuse me.
Who plays Super 3DS? Superman?
The Super 3DS because of the Super Nintendo stuff.
I think 3DSi is better since it's like the same thing as like the DS upgrading to the DSi. It's not an entirely new handheld console, but it's like an upgraded version.
Yeah, one thing I'm really ticked off is I would totally, like, honestly, I would totally get the new 3DS because they have cool faceplates, and I bet you in, like, the next coming months after the system comes out, which, by the way, they come out October 4th. Another case of Japan getting them way too early. Japan gets it October 14th, I think. Maybe October... No, it's October 14th. And then we don't get it till 2015, and I'm expecting, like, February 2015, March 2014. Or 15, wow. I'm expecting that we're going to be getting, like, faceplates you can create your own at some point later, there are websites where I can get a 3DS skin, like a little sticker thing I can put that covers the 3DS, so I bet we're going to get faceplates for that, but they're only for the new 3DS, the smaller version. The new 3DS XL doesn't have that, and I don't...
Oh, really?
No! I was looking into it, no, they're not making any. At least there aren't any announced ones. I don't think they are, because it doesn't even look like you can take it off compared to the new 3DS's, like, giant blending bar on the face, the top and bottom. The biggest thing to me, the biggest upgrade, is there's going to be a firmware update this October, there's two new big things. The firmware update that has, like, different themes, which, by the way, the themes correspond with faceplates to the new 3DS, but we don't get the new 3DS, so we just get these firmware updates that don't really matter. There's no, like, it still looks good, mind you, but it looks kind of awkward compared to Japan getting, like, you can get, like, a black and white stars one, and there's a black and white pattern you can get on your 3DS, like, the, hardware, like, your whole menu is themed off of black and white stars and whatever, and it kind of ticks me off, because it's just, like, they have a purpose for it. The other big update is obviously they have a weird little, like, second analog pad, but it's not like you imagine the circle pad pro, they're not equal sizes. There's one on the left that's, of course, the normal one, and then there's a tiny one, like,
it's
nub.
It's adorable! It's so tiny!
It's a tiny nub above the ABXY buttons.
How long until you think that people are gonna start praising the new 3DS, like the GameCube controller in games like Smash Brothers?
No one. I think, obviously it's easier because it's a C-stick, but I don't think anybody's gonna be like, you can only play with the, you can only play with the new 3DS. I mean, obviously people are gonna be doing that for Wii U because it's an option, but, that's beside the point. Does anybody have anything to say about the new 3DS and the new 3DS XL? Obviously, you do. So.
I might buy it in the future. I mean, I'll have to save up money, but my current 3DS is pretty beaten up, and I've had it for like about 3 years, but like, and it still works fine, but like the buttons are getting sticky. Even when I do the blowing the hinges trick and my circle pad, like the little rubber covering is like peeling apart, and my screen's constantly dirty even when I fix it, and it has this problem where like even if I if the slightest bit of pressure hits my 3DS, like if I accidentally smack it or like I place it on the ground too hard, it says it can't read my SD card, and then I have to turn off my game and then eject and then put the SD card back in. It's
that's
annoying.
So funny. That happened. It hasn't become a problem yet, but it did happen like 2 days ago. It was like, what do you mean the SD card? No, I did take the SD card out, not while in play. So I mean, I guess I kind of understand why it said that, sort of. The SD card was in there. I don't know why I had to take it out because I was testing something, and it kept saying it wasn't in there, so I had to like restart it. But I didn't get to mention really quickly. I don't know whether or not to get the new 3DS XL, because I have the 3DS XL, so I don't want to go back to a smaller model. But I do want a cool like 3DS plate, because it's so much cooler than having just the stickers that you could usually get from online. I bet you that somebody's going to be having those a make your own faceplate thingy. So I think what I'm going to be doing is, if I don't sell my old 3DS XL, I'll be just getting the new 3DS normal. But since, I mean, I do need money, like, I'll get money by then from, like, my birthday and Christmas, since they're very close together, but I might just sell my old 3DS on, like, eBay or something and get the new 3DS with that money, or new 3DS XL with that money.
Yeah. For me, I think I was gonna get it for Christmas, because usually on Christmas I get money, all sorts of cash and all that good stuff. But I don't know if I want to get it or not. I mean, my 3DS is perfectly fine, but it seems like this upgrade might be mandatory, I think, because aren't they going to be making games that are exclusive?
They said there will be, but it's not going to be an overpowering amount. Like, Xenoblade Chronicles will be being remade for the exclusively the new 3DS, but they said it's not going to be an overpowering amount compared to, like, they had, like, four DSi games. They had exclusive DSi games. Isn't that weren't on the DSi eShop?
Oh, then, maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't. I don't know. We have to wait till, like, later in the year. Then I'll make my decision.
We don't get it
early now.
Well, we don't even get it till next year.
Oh, next year?
Yeah. And oh, Japan gets it October 14th.
Oh, then why am I even thinking about this? Who cares?
It takes me off.
Wow. I'll wait till next year then.
I have to prepare. I have to prepare now, because I'll go insane not planning.
You were talking about Christmas. Wow. Dreams crushed.
Sorry about that. Oops. Looks like that won't be under your tree.
Well, I don't get things for Christmas. I get money for Christmas, alright? I make it rain on Christmas.
It's just money. I usually get money for Christmas, but I've been, like, prepping.
You get little presents under the tree. That's so cute.
Please,
that's not childish at all. I don't know why I said that.
I don't do under the tree.
I was gonna say, I still get presents under the tree, and my mom still writes that they're from Santa.
Now, why the heck, every time I get presents under the tree, everyone makes fun of me? Are people just douchebags then?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you for that.
But
I'll tell my friends that.
I've been super prepared for like what I want for Christmas. Like I think I sent my mom like a list, maybe like July, August. I was like, this is a whole bunch of stuff that I want, like for in order of pricing. So like I did get this. I got a phone for my birthday present, so I won't be getting a birthday present from them this year because I got it way early. But I have a Blue Yeti or Blue Snowball microphone on there. I have, like, an Elgato thing as my more expensive things. And then I have, I want, like, there's a whole bunch of cool, like, figurines. Pokemon X and Y figurines I really want. So that's in my list from, like, Sunny Shore. But one of the things on there is Amiibo. But unless anybody else has anything to say about the new 3DS, I have stuff to talk about with Amiibo.
Let's I was gonna make a segue. Oh man, oh I can't.
That was my kind of my segue, but I had stuff to say before it, so it's not as good.
Sorry guys, I'm not as good with segues like Soul is. I'm not even trying to like. I'm being honest. Soul just literally just dives in and he just gets the segue perfect.
Last week when we discussed the leaks, I was segueing it so well.
Oh my god. Actually, I think it was 2 weeks ago, because last week was Paper Out Thousand Year
Door. Oh, yeah. Ezzy kept trying to steal it, and I was like, no, he stole one of them.
Ezzy really thinks mad. He's a thief.
You're stealing my hosting spot. What was up with that?
I'm sorry. I knew everything, because I looked over the leak so many times. I literally went, I'm stealing Ezzy's hosting spot. I feel bad.
Shame.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. So, do you have anything to say on the new 3DS or anything more?
Just about people getting really mad that it's, there will be exclusive new 3DS games, which I guess you could get upset about, but don't act like it hasn't happened before, because you did have DSiWare, which...
Did you not hear what this?
And I know you talked about that, but I also want to talk about... You also had Game Boy to Game Boy Color, and
you also had...
This is a little different, but you also had N64 and the expansion pack, where only some games worked with the expansion pack, but that came with the game, so...
Well, it came with Donkey Kong, that was it. You could get it separately, of course, but it only came with Donkey Kong. It didn't come with
Majora's Mask?
No, the expansion pack was even used in Majora's Mask. I never had the original.
It was in Majora's... Yes, it was used for Majora's Mask. I don't know if it came with Majora's
Mask. It was used for Pokemon Stadium 2.
And it was definitely used for Star Fox 64.
No.
Yes, it was.
No, we never had the expansion pack and we had Star Fox 64.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm thinking of... Never mind.
Wait, really? I could have sworn it came with Star Fox 64.
No, it came with Donkey Kong 64.
The Rumble Pack came with the...
Rumble Pack. Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
I was thinking of the Rumble Pack as well. That's where I got it confused.
Whoopsie daisy.
N64 champ over here.
I had an N64 that was, like, shoddy. So...
you were, like... literally 21 when a 64 came out. Alright, I was like... was like 6, whatever the case is. So, my memory is fuzzy sometimes, but I remember mostly Nintendo 64 stuff too.
Did you say he was like 21 when the N64 came out?
Yes. I'm just joking.
I know, obviously, but like...
No, people won't believe that.
So
SC's 40, guys. No, he's not.
No, I don't believe
that. With Amiibo, since I mentioned that, the prices got confirmed. They're $12.99, which, I mean, I think the Disney Infinity ones are, like, $15, so I shouldn't be too surprised, but I'm like, that's a lot. I understand there is, like, some crazy technical thingies going inside each figure, but it's a lot of money. But the first 12 are Mario, Peach, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Link, Samus, Kirby, Marth, Pikachu, Wii Fit Trainer, Fox, and Villager. Those are the first 12. And the other two that have been confirmed but aren't coming out with this like first set are Zelda and Pit. They will not be in this set. Nintendo of Europe confirmed that they are coming out in November, like on their, I think it was their UK store, or it might have been UK Amazon, but it comes out in November, which means, unsurprisingly, I'm very much expecting that it comes out November 21st, the game, which is also when Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire come out, but that means it will be coming out in November, at least in Europe, and I don't expect, even the Japanese release date between, in the Wii U version to be too far from the North American one, because, I mean, let's face it, I understand that the 3DS version is, like, the first version we get, but the Wii U one is the bigger version, like, this is the one we care about more. I don't even think I'll be picking up the 3DS one unless I'm in, like, a big car trip or whatever.
I still can't figure out why I need one. I mean,
It's my collecting. It's like my collector's fix. It's Nintendo figurines.
That's what I want. Like, I want to have like my entire desk right here, 12 amiibos. It looks so cool, but not for $160. No way. I'm not doing that.
Oh, and you know what's even better, SZ? These are just the first 12. There's going to be... There's supposedly going to be 50-ish, because I think it's like 50 characters. I don't remember how many characters are, but I think it's like 50.
That's not even just for Smash Bros. Since they say they're going to use it for like other games, too.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not collecting. It's once I get the Smash Bros. One, that's it. Maybe I'll get a few here or there. But
I heard that Captain Toad Treasure Tracker might use Amiibo. I hope that's
it is.
I'd probably buy that one, and for Smash Bros. I'd probably buy the Olimar and Little Mac ones. Maybe Robin too.
I'm Robin. I'm very excited. I want to see like all of them. Because I'm still, like, I don't know why, but I feel like even though they say they're going to be having all these characters, I feel like the four, like, third-party-ish characters, ones that aren't necessarily Nintendo characters, Shulk, Pac-Man, Sonic, and Mega Man, I feel like they're not going to be in it. It's just because I'm like, they are third-party products, technically, and I assume that they get some of the cut. It's just I don't see them allowing that happening, especially since Capcom apparently basically hates Mega Man now. It's just I don't know what they're going to be doing with those amiibos. Though I am very excited. I will be. I think that we're going to be getting these till like May ish, like next May, because there's 12, and then I need to find out how many characters are in this Smash Bros. One. I keep saying they're in the leak so far. I keep saying it's 50, but I feel like I'm saying too much. But still, that's a lot of money for $13 each.
Well, I think it's premature to just go out and pre-order one or all, because we still don't know what they do.
Can we wait?
Well, I mean, in Smash Brothers, you can bring your character stats, whatever. That's
bring
Smash
your
Bro.
Character to life.
No, if anybody, I'm being honest. If you're getting like all of, or even like four. If you're getting, like, four of them for the game, unless you're doing, like, the Mario one, which is bound to be used in, like, several ones, like, really? These are not going to be used in a lot of games.
Yeah. See,
like,
that's the other thing. There's 12, but are all 12 going to be used in the, Mario Party, Mario Kart, all the, I don't think so. So, like, what? I need more information.
Oh, hell no.
I just realized something. What if the Link and the Villager one, since they're part of the DLC... What if they're using the marker and stuff?
And that confused me even more, because they announced DLC that you can buy without the amiibos, and this is total amiibo stuff.
Well,
I'm
maybe
so
the
confused.
Amiibos like unlock a new cart. Like you could like, hey, you can get like a villager, like the Lloyd cart or something, but you can only do it if you have the villager amiibo, or you can get the opponent bike, but you can only do it if you have Link.
That's cool, but we don't know that yet, so I can't buy one just yet.
All of these. There's no doubt about it. I love having... I'm not a huge collector because money... I don't get money very... I don't have a job, unfortunately. Sorry. I will be... I'm not kidding. I'm getting a job ASAP because I'm almost of legal age. Like, I have, like, three more months until I can get a job. Like, ASAP. I need money.
So when you'll be, like, 8? Like, what's going on?
Child labor. I'm participating in illegal child labor.
Child labor.
Sorry.
I want to get, okay, for the amiibos, I want Kirby.
Yes,
I
love the Kirby
Peach. I want Marf. I want Fox. I want Samus. I want, I just got to get them all. It's going to make me feel like I got to catch them all. I'm going to feel like this is Pokemon.
I'm going to spend so much money.
If I don't have them all, I'm going to feel like I'm not the best.
I hope my, like, of all the things that are presents I get, like, these are the ones I have, I get from relatives, because I'm just like, they're going to be out by Christmas. If Nintendo, obviously, since they're launching alongside the game, and if they don't have it before Christmas, like, they're shot. They're not going to have a big game like this come out before Christmas, so.
I can't have anyone getting me duplicates. I'll get mad as hell.
Oh God. No. Oh, I just thought of that. No, it's on my Amazon wishlist, which is really cool, because, it's like I can't see if anybody like bought it, but I think anybody who's shopping from the wish list for me, they can see if it's already been bought, if I remember correctly. So that's good for me. Also, if I remember, I don't remember which ones necessarily were, but I remember the Marth, Wii Fit Trainer, and Villager ones were sold out by day two of them being on Amazon. Obviously, they're gonna have more because it's. I mean. They'd be idiots not to, but does anybody have anything to say on the Smash Bros. Release date being confirmed, kind of, or the amiibos?
When's the date?
Yeah, what's
November?
The date?
November. I'm sorry, it's a date.
That's the Wii one?
Yes. Because Nintendo of Europe kind of leaked it. Oops.
They've been really bad about leaking stuff.
No, they didn't leak the DLC. Yoshiman kept saying they leaked it, and everybody thought because of that. And I called him out already in the podcast. I got so mad at him.
You know, I made this joke before, but I'm going to do it again just because for a company with a plumber as a mascot, Nintendo sure has a lot of leaks.
You need to calm down.
No. Mario's got to get to work on that.
The Mario plumber's anti-leak.
Mario barely does any plumber stuff anyway. It's like it wasn't until like freaking 3D World that we actually saw him doing plumber stuff.
Oh, yeah, because he did that pipe fixing thing.
Yeah.
I feel like some people don't even know that Mario's a plumber. Like, obviously, like, people our age, but I feel like the people who are older than me, like, 10 years old, like, them, they're probably, like...
You're 10 years old, and you know Mario's a plumber.
Yeah, people... I'm 8 years old, excuse you. I'm turning 8 next month, in 2 months, so...
Does that mean you're 7?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm 7.
You know your own age.
I'm 7 and, like...
This whole thing is a train wreck.
I'm seven, five, six.
Stop.
You know stop.
Or you're put to bed.
Go to bed. Yeah, it's bedtime. Go to bed.
Sorry.
Go to your room and don't make a sound.
So to cap off my chattiness, because I have been talking a lot. I think we don't have much to say on it, but I did want to mention it anyway, the Mario Kart 8 DLC, which, also, I didn't even realize after I put it after the Miibos, technically, that I could have did a really cool segue from the Miibos to it, but the Mario Kart 8 DLC, does anybody have anything extra to say on it?
Nothing extra, but I do want to kind of speculate when it comes out, because I'm guessing 3 games for November. Actually, Captain Toad will probably be December. I don't know. But when do you think Smash Brothers comes out in November and this comes out? Because I'm guessing one is early, one is late.
Wait.
Which one comes first?
Do we have an exact date for when it comes out in November?
No, but...
Okay, I'm gonna make a prediction. Okay,
I already made my prediction. Don't take it.
All right. My prediction is that it's going to come out either November 15th, when's Thanksgiving? November 27th?
November?
Okay.
No, I think it might be the 26th, but of course that's besides.
26th is Wednesday.
Dang it.
I'm not gonna laugh. Alright, I think it's gonna be November 15th or November 22nd. That's a Saturday.
My prediction, for the DLC, when it comes out, my prediction is it comes out, like, November, like, 4th. I don't know the exact day, but, you know, first week of November. And November 21st... November 21st for Super Smash Bros., but they did do November 22nd last year as, like, that big joint day. They had A Link Between Worlds, Mario Party Island Tour, and, what was the third game? Mario 3D World, so they could do... I predict that... But when Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire and Super Smash Bros. Wii U will come out on the same day... But, I mean, they could do the Mario Kart 8 DLC then, because that'd be a lot of stuff to... A lot of money coming in for all the Christmas stuff, so they could do that.
Ho, 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 my... Oh, shot. That's Toadette's.
It's Toadette's.
Copyright. Sorry, Toadette.
Ho, ho, my hoes.
Yes.
Sorry, Toadette. Please don't sue me for copyright. I don't have a lot of money.
You're lucky I'm in a good mood today.
All right, thank you. I won't do it again.
I wonder if there's going to be a Toadette amiibo at some point.
Toadette will die.
There is going to be a Mario Party 10. There's going to be Mario Party 10 support.
If she's in the game, which I hope.
She's going to be in the game. Wait,
no,
was
Shy Guy's going to be in the game.
Was she cut from Mario Party 9?
Yeah. She wasn't in 9, God. And she wasn't in Island Tour. Her first appearance since her five, six-year drought. Was her first appearance was since that was Mario Garf.
Mario Garf. Wait. So she wasn't in Mario Party 9.
No, she wasn't in 9, and she wasn't in Island Tour. She was not in a single game between August of 2008 to What did Mario Garf come out, like, May or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Mario
Garf. Yeah, she's been gone since August 2008 to May 2014. Not a single cameo.
Though she has been in,
She's had a good track record this year with,
yeah,
with,
she got,
with
she
Garf
got two
and, with Garf and Kart.
So maybe, maybe, just maybe
my,
it should be
my hopes are, my hopes are up that they, you know, they finally notice that, like, oh, hey, look, you know, take, remember Toadette? She exists.
Captain Toad. Remember Petey Piranha? He exists too, and we forgot about him.
I was thinking that, but I'm like, I don't think there's gonna be any characters in the game besides Toad. Like, not even Toadette.
I understand the whole story now. Captain Toad has to rescue Toadette.
That's not the story.
Captain Toad story. Wants to propose to Toadette, and he's looking,
the entire
he's
story,
looking for a jewel to put on the ring.
The entire story is literally just, he has to collect, like, he's, it's kind of funny because it does have some weird, like, backstory to Mario. He's collecting the power-ups, like, that's how he gets the power-ups that Mario finds.
Oh,
he
God.
Collects them. So he goes through, like, giant volcanoes to find a mushroom. Like,
yeah, that's really, that's exactly what I
things
would do.
I do for love!
And money.
Is that confirmed? Because I've heard people
yes.
say that before, but okay.
I don't think they said it in the direct, but I'm pretty sure it was, like, an interview that I can't source off the top of my head.
Well, I like that story.
Also, I think it's a cool story.
Oh, God. See, you like the cheesiest of stories.
Well, no, it's cool.
It's better than, like, okay, time to go save Toadette. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, we're going to do this with Mario.
That would be
romantic.
Toadette is a strong,
cool,
independent
but...
woman. She doesn't need anyone to rescue her.
She doesn't need no fungus. But we've already had that story, like, four, like, billions of times from Mario. It would be kind of stale just replacing two
yeah,
characters.
I won't be upset if Toadette doesn't appear in the game, because, I mean, it's a Toad game. It's what I've been wanting for, like, years now. So I'm already happy. Adding Toadette would make it even better, but it's not necessary.
Hmm.
Also, tangent, since we talked about Island Tour not too long ago,
That
game is not as bad as we make it seem.
What?
What?
That game
I haven't played
not
that.
As bad
I only
as we,
played
we
it.
Always
I,
say...
I got the game as, like, a birthday gift. I played it once, never played it again. Not because I thought it was bad or anything. Not because I thought it was bad or anything. I actually thought it was pretty. It was more fun than 9, that's for sure. But
oh, yeah.
I just haven't played it since.
I actually,
there's no reason.
I don't hate that game.
I would say 9 is better than this game. It's so. It's just,
the mini games and Mario Party 9 is better than 9.
It's not. Terrible is just so lackluster. It's extremely lackluster.
It goes really fast.
Yeah.
Like, I already
and
pretty
I
much
can't
finished,
stand
like,
luck.
Half the game when I played it for, like, the first time.
Frickin', what is it? I played on, what was it called? Perilous Path.
Perilous
oh,
Palace
Perilous
Path.
Palace
Perilous
Path.
Palace Path. Yeah, ooh, I got it, yeah. Okay, so what happened was, I was, like, near the end, and then someone used the frickin' crazy chemic crap, or magic, whatever. They used it, and then I went to fourth place, and someone who was in last place won the whole game. I'm like, nope, I turned to 3DS. I rage quit like a little kid. I felt, like, soul for a second, but I was playing with computers, not with people.
You know what?
All right, computers, not with people. I never do that with people. Never have I done that with people.
I'll keep quiet with that.
But with computers, I was like, nope, hit power, closed it. Do that thing on the bed. I was like, nope. I was done.
Not today.
Where this is coming from, I just played it recently. I played the Kamek board, which is the best one.
Yes,
and that was
is.
That was great. I had a great time. The minigames were fun. The board was fun. And I replayed some of the extra minigames, and I really like that star one where you connect the boxes around stars. And I do the Street Pass minigames whenever I get them, which is like once every 5 years, but it still happens.
Once in a blue moon.
Just,
well, yeah, SC, you live basically. In Arizona.
Does it? Do you? Yeah. How is Street
Pass?
Yeah, bring
3DS
out.
Street Pass. Every time I go to school, I get like 5 Street Passes. Not all.
Last time I.
Most
time
of
I
most of
like
the time it's there for Fire Emblem.
Most time, last time I got like a major Street Pass thing was when I went to. Wait, actually, I did. I never got to talk about it, so I'll talk about it during what I've been doing. But last time, I haven't had it since like. 3 weeks ago, because I went to somewhere big, because I never did talk about it. I don't even remember what we were talking. Oh, we were talking about Mario Party Island Tour from the Mario Kart 8 DLC.
Street Passes.
And Street Pass. So, do we have anything else to say?
Let me just say this quickly. When you go to the city, when I went to Manhattan last, I got, like, 22 Street Passes. So, Just saying, you know, maybe go to the city, bring your 3DS. Especially go to Nintendo World. There's tons and tons of people you'll get
street passes. Yeah, when I was in Arizona, like, the only time I got, like, a nice handful of street passes is when I went to a Diamondbacks game with my dad.
Ooh,
it was at a and for those of you who aren't familiar, they're a baseball team. I went to a baseball game, so.
I was like, I actually know who those are.
Oh my gosh. So, well, maybe it's different because I live here, but.
I don't know anything about
you
sports.
You have to know that.
No,
you don't have to know anything about sports to know your. That's I live here, so that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
The only time I get street pass is when I take it to school, and that's the ASU, so giant campus, so. And even then, when I'm there, I don't always full it up. Sometimes it's only 2 or 4 or 6. Other times it does full up.
Street Pass totally makes more sense. I mean, I guess if nobody has even like thought about it, but Street Pass is basically more... It was made for Japan. Obviously, it is a cool idea to have in the U.S., but Japan is very, like, very tiny, and a lot of the cities are very
tech savvy.
Well, not necessarily that. I'm saying like everything is like cramped together. Like Tokyo is very, it's a big city, but still, it's like at every corner there's a whole bunch of people there. So it makes more sense in such a tiny place like this. But when we have like stretches of fields and such in the middle of a country, there's not a lot of like. And of course, I don't mean that. Everything's spread out. It's not as easy to get. See other people with the 3DS, especially with the growing economy or growing popularity of consoles, especially Nintendo consoles, being like the Wii, or not the Wii, wow, the PS4 and Xbox One. But I still like Street Pass on the topic of it. It's just, first of all, I don't like the Street Pass puzzles anymore because it's just, I've basically given up on completing them because I'm not gonna spend all my play coins on that because I like saving up for like Fire Emblem and such. That was a bad example, but Street Pass puzzles are boring. Find me, or I can't get past the stupid ghost on the ghost game, and find me I also gave up on because I can't get past the final boss. So
why?
I can't defeat it.
It's super easy. You just keep fighting it. That's it.
Dumb.
It takes a while, but...
It does. I think I probably could defeat
SZ, do you know how old Soul is? Give him
you
a break.
I'm sorry.
I know. Actually, we're going to be pretty much using all of our play coins when Smash 3DS comes out, because don't you use play coins for, like, trophies or something like that?
I bet it's that.
Yeah.
I've had 300 play coins for, like, the longest time.
Dear.
And it's really easy for me to get them back because I walk to school and I walk around and I walk to the store and I just a lot of walking. No one in the family I live with in New York knows how to drive except my grandparents. But I don't like live with them. So yeah, I take the subway. Sometimes take the bus, but it's a lot of walking. So it's really easy for me to get play coins back.
I never actually...
You don't even need to walk. You can just, like, take your 3DS and just shake it around if you're, like, like some play coin junkie. Like, just like, I need them now!
I told Timmy that. Take your 3DS and just, like, smack it against your leg, like, and you'll get tons of play coins.
I got my motion... I got, like, the motion down to simulate walking. I got the motion down for 3DS. Stimulate.
Or you could actually walk around your house. Like, it'd be some nice exercise, but you don't actually have to go outside.
Yeah, jog.
On the topic of my age, because I think you said...
Baby!
Sorry, you said, like... Yeah, but on the top of that, I never realized...
Baby!
Dear, like, I stink at
baby.
Older games, because I was never grown up on, like, I can't get past, like, several levels of Super
baby.
Mario Brothers. I can barely get past, like, World 4, and I'm like,
baby.
How can I beat, I know new
Tiny.
Super Mario
baby.
U is, like, way harder, or easier,
baby.
But I can't believe I just can't do that.
Baby.
I can't get past much of Legend of Zelda,
baby.
And I'm like, dear, I guess it's because I never grew up with
baby.
All that stuff, but it disheartens me to know that I really
baby.
Have not... been grown up for
baby.
Other games like this, and then like how
baby
it kind of stinks for me to knowing that I'm like wow like I'm
baby.
Such, I've been under the curse of like younger generations where they don't understand these
baby.
Older games, and I don't like that because as much as I feel like
baby
I don't like saying that, but I guess I've been grown up more
baby.
With older generations of things because I did have older siblings. And they are, like, I know, like, 90s,
baby.
Most of my later 90s stuff. And I know, like,
baby.
My older games. Like, I had a conversation with my art teacher about the Super Nintendo for, like, 5 minutes.
Baby.
But I never had one. I never got to experience it.
Baby.
So it stinks. Moving on.
Baby.
Sol, you can do whatever you want as long as you try, alright? Don't give up. You are so... The world is at your little tiny fingertips.
It's my...
Baby.
My... Clam.
It's your clam.
Your tiny
the
baby hands.
Clam.
Baby!
I know, I heard
little
Toadette.
Baby!
I actually, I'm very proud of myself for holding myself together mainly when Toadette literally just kept saying baby.
Baby!
And like, I held myself pretty well when she did that.
Baby!
Yeah, and get yourself off Tumblr. A little
oh,
kid
God.
Like you should not be on Tumblr.
That's
oh
what adults God. Like.
Nobody
babies aren't allowed!
That place.
I'm a child.
Baby.
But since...
God, that image that freaking Sol posted,
so are we gonna...
I think I
baby.
Posted.
Oh, that image. Alright, so are we gonna, we can do what have you been doing if you want.
Yeah, let's do it
first.
Quickly.
I don't wanna go first.
I have some things I have to mention, though, really quickly.
Alright, so what have you been doing, then?
I'm sure, whatever. This is really quick. Mario Kart 8 Community Night, that's happening as always, whatever,
oh,
who cares?
Shoot.
SC better not try anything.
You know what? It's the other people that are really trying it because
yeah, exactly.
I play Civil and people get into
week.
My space and I
oh,
have to get
hell
them
no.
back.
People were trying it last community night. I'm sorry, but we'll talk about that. I'll talk about it when it's my turn.
Well,
I
yeah.
gave up on that last week because like, I couldn't do it.
I'm just gonna quickly go over some other important stuff. Giveaway. Very quickly. We are still doing that. It does not end at the Japanese release of Smash Bros. It stops October 3rd,
it's,
I think.
I guess.
At 12 o'clock?
Yes,
or
Eastern.
Like that.
Yes, exactly at Eastern, right when the game is available on the eShop. That's when the giveaway ends. And that's when I pick somebody from the iTunes reviews, because that's what you have to do. You have to leave an iTunes review, preferably 5 stars, because that's what we
yeah.
want.
Yes,
and
my Shamrocks.
Yes.
Please do.
So just, that's all I have to do to enter iTunes, write us a review, positive review, that's always
say
nice.
Say you love us.
Yes, and that's how you're entered. Then I pick randomly from there. And one more thing, the Video Game Lodge for September has been picked. We did Metroid games, and it is Metroid Prime.
I hate you guys.
I'm so happy.
You guys know that I have Metroid Prime, but I just don't feel like playing.
How am I,
I can't.
How am I going to be able to play that?
No, I would, me and Toadette really can't, because I'm not buying it. First of all, I do have a GameCube and a Wii, of course, but I'm not buying it because I just don't.
I don't have a Wii anymore.
But I could emulate it, of course. But the problem is, I can't use a controller. I'm not buying a controller to use to play it, so I'm not doing that. My Wii remote actually works, but there's not enough buttons to play the game, so I can't play. I can't use that, and I'm not using my keyboard.
That's
so I guess
say.
We're not
excuses,
doing Metroid Prime then.
Well, you.
I mean, that's disappointment.
You and Staryu, you and SZ, and maybe Boo or another guest.
Bodacious Boo, yes.
Or somebody we can get a guest because, please.
Because you picked the worst possible. I mean, not the game. Not saying that the game is bad, but you picked the worst, the least convenient game to play.
Yeah. Honestly,
a game that like only two of us own.
If you pick Super Metroid or Metroid Fusion, then Sol or Toadette could have no excuse because they could,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Yeah, I could easily emulate that stuff, but you guys had to pick the GameCube game.
Actually, honestly, sorry, Izzy.
I was going to say that I'm really surprised at Prime 1 because the other two are so... They're just so available everywhere else. You can do those really easily. But people wanted Prime, so...
I think it's more of what we... They want to hear what we say on the game. I bet some people do want to play it, but it's not necessarily that. I think a lot of people want to hear what we say. But Metroid... first of all, I have not been the biggest fan of Metroid. I said I like the series, but it's not... I think I have to backtrack on it because I've been trying to play... I think I said this... Oh, no, I said it in the Skype chat. I was like, I tried playing Super Metroid. I got it when it was like 30 cents, like 2-ish years ago, maybe 1.5. I haven't even gotten to the first boss. I find that game so boring.
Oh.
And I feel bad saying that. You don't... And this is call back to what I said before. I feel so bad about it. Maybe it's just I'm not the biggest Metroid fan in the first place. And I think also it's because I did not know how to use that stupid roll move. So I was stuck there.
Why can't Metroid crawl?
Yeah, I literally went, I was like, oh my god, I'm that person. I was like, I don't know how to do this. I'm like, I'm searching it up and there's no one there. So I'm like,
apparently that person.
I don't remember his name. But apparently it was like common knowledge.
Probably
like,
you.
No, everybody's, like, I remember searching it up, like, how do you roll on, because I knew it was the roll move. How do you roll in Super Metroid? There's no, I didn't find any, like, results at the time. So I'm like, is this, like, common knowledge? Like, I felt like an idiot, so I asked on Miiverse, and they got a response. And I'm like, wow, it's double tap, if I remember. I was like, okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't, I didn't remember.
Bless your soul. Bless your soul, soul.
Bless your soul, soul.
I haven't played, I think the last Metroid game I played before that was Metroid Fusion, and that was like
you
when
did
it came
not
out.
Know that you had to press tap down.
You should not have brought this up.
Oh my god.
I felt,
oh
you
my, I'm gonna hyperventilate right now.
Hey, to be fair, I didn't know either, and I never played the game.
Yeah. But I'm the only person of my age who'd be like, oh, I feel, like, terrible saying that. Because other people would be like, well, I never grew up in your generation. I was like, but I should know this. Like, I've
oh,
been,
now
like,
you're making me feel bad. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
I don't care. I don't really care. It's just, I felt so stupid. I was like, oh, jeez. I can't believe I didn't know what to do. But other than that, I mean, even still, I don't think I would have joined this VGL either, any other way. It's just, I can't play Metroid Prime. Literally, I can't. So...
Do any friends own it that you can borrow?
I don't. None of my games, or none of my friends really know my online life. Well, I know I have like three, but no, they don't have a game.
Well,
game, so.
Maybe, guys, you know.
Don't. No, I'm not asking for the game. Please do not send me the game.
I don't know. Maybe it'll just be just me, SC, and Boo, or maybe we'll have someone else
get
join.
Donate,
maybe,
donate,
yeah, well, maybe we'll get
donate a Metroid Prime, a GameCube, and $2,000 to me, and then I can join the podcast.
Or maybe we'll get one of you guys to join. Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe. Who knows? So, maybe you should comment below and say something.
So, what have you been doing?
Essie, what have you been doing?
Super Xanathy.
Just school, but I do want to say, it's so hot! Because I have school
That's
at...
That's what she said.
Three...
What?
Yes. Yeah, it is so hot. Uh-huh. I have school from, like, 1 to 3-ish?
Oh, that's...
Noon to
that's,
3-ish?
That's like the hottest time of the day.
And I... So what I do is I drive to the light rail station. From the light rail station, I get to school. And, oh my gosh. It is so hot. If you... Because I have to leave the car in the hot parking lot. When you get back...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anything,
I bless your soul, FC. My dad drives a car, and... I mean, you pretty much have to drive a car in Arizona, but, like, you know, we go have some lunch or see a movie. Usually we see a movie. I remember, like, a few years ago, like, we went to go see, like, Despicable Me when it was in the movie theaters, and then we went back in the car, and it was like,
ah! Ooh, wait, yeah, did you get belt buckle burn?
That's the worst part.
That's
is
the
because
worst.
Brush against it.
I have the chamois.
I
have the chamois that I use to clean my glasses. And what I do now is that when I have to open a door there, I like took my chamois and I wrapped it around my hand so I wouldn't have to touch the car.
When I was when I had glasses, which by the way, I have a picture. I have my school idea and I look terrible in sixth grade, but like. Horrendous. Anyway, when I had glasses, I remember it used to get... The temperature's actually cooled down here. It still gets hot in the summer, which is barely not summer anymore. But I remember it used to get so hot, my glasses would fog up. It would get that hot. I was like, oh, dear Lord, it must be steaming out today. And belt buckle burn, I can't stand it. Like, if you have now it's my little brother's, but my dad used to have a leather-seated car, and it's... horrendous to sit in. Like, it's like, it's not even like burning. Like, that's the other thing. It doesn't burn you, but it's like you're in an oven. It's just you feel the heat.
Yep.
And the best part was, it wasn't just a leather seated car. It was a like cloth. Like, you know, convertibles, how they have the cloth cover? It was
that.
Oh,
no.
So it was hot. It was so hot. And I don't. My older brother, he moved to Florida for college and he has that car. So I'm like, oh, have fun driving. Because that's just terrible. He's like in Orlando. So, ugh.
Okay, so you know how you open an oven and like that puff of hot air comes out?
Oh god, I hate it. That's why I don't like my oven.
That's what happens when you open the door. It's like boom.
Ew.
It's not that extreme.
Welcome to hell.
I've never even experienced that.
Welcome to hell.
It is, because you try to like you touch the wheel and you can't because it's you
my,
can't touch the wheel.
My friends, oh my god, my friend's aunt, whenever she drives, like she rolls up her sleeves to like this woman wears like long sleeve outfits, but like she rolls up her sleeves over her hands.
Oh no!
You gotta wear like oven mitts.
I'm glad I'm not moving to.
You know, God bless you, Arizonians
and Floridians.
You know what? And oddly enough, I when I was in Arizona, I didn't complain about the heat nearly as much as I have back home in New York the first 2 days of school.
Ooh,
yeah,
it has been humid as fudge muffins.
Yep.
Fudge muffins. I thought you were about to say another word.
Ew.
Well, it's been that as humid as that word too. It is so humid. It's so gross out, and I can't use my air conditioner because, like, if I use it for too long, I start sneezing. So I've been using this tiny. I've been using this tiny little fan.
What? Wait, what? You start sneezing?
Yeah, because like the dust.
Do you sneeze like that girl June on Honey Boo Boo?
Oh God!
It's because of the dust and like cat hair that's been stuck in it over the months where I haven't used it.
I was like, you start sneezing, like from the air conditioner. Like, is there like I don't know, like you're allergic to air conditioner fluid or something? Like, okay.
No, oh soul. It's because of the dust.
I was very confused.
It blows. It blows dust out and dander and cat hair into the air.
And so
I get allergies from the dust. And the cat hair, because I'm breathing it in when I sleep. So when I wake up, my nose is stuffy. It's allergies, soul.
I got it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I get white people privilege.
You better say sorry three times or else.
I already did. I said a thing.
No, you said one. You didn't say once. You said
no. I tried saying it, but then she kept like I was like I'm sorry.
Toinette, did he say it three times?
I don't even remember.
Say it three times.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yes, so I guess it's pretty much my turn now.
I guess.
Yeah.
Did S even finish?
Wait, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm done. Done.
Yeah. So basically, this Monday, well, not the upcoming Monday, but you know, this week's Monday, I came back to New York. I took a plane. I went to the airport at like 4:30 in the morning. Arizona time, so that's 7:30 EST, and then my plane took off around 7 GMT, which would be 10 EST, so, I slept on the plane, I watched the TV there, you know, blah blah blah, and then I went back home, and I rested up for about 2 days, and then school started this Thursday. And I am a senior now. In high school, and basically our first 2 days involved just like outside activities. You know, getting to say all your highs and what have you been doing this summer, and you know, just basic little introductions for like new kids. And I got my schedule, and I'm really excited because I have a lot of classes that sound really interesting to me. I have studio art, I have calculus, I have astronomy, I have government, I have biology. It's gonna be a pretty fun year. I mean, it'd probably be stressful for college applications and whatnot, but I don't think it'll be anywhere as stressful as last year when I had to work, like, on, like, three big papers. Now I only have, like, one of those this year, and I might try to do something for, like, a big art project, because you know me, I'm an art weenie. But my whole week's basically just been filled with, like, school and home.
Home, school.
Uh-huh. After this podcast, I might go down to the new, are you guys familiar with that art store, Michaels?
Yes.
The arts and crafts store?
Yes.
Essie and Star, you own it? They just opened it up?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway.
Did you? Oh, my God.
All my friends always make that joke with me.
Please don't,
wait,
Michaels. Please don't tell me you had that joke, like, prepared. I want that to be, like, an improv thing. You just realized.
It was an improv thing.
Ew.
Anyways, after this podcast is over, I might go down to Michaels because I am low on drawing pads. I'm only down to one. And this one only has about, like, 50 pages, and you know I'll blow right through that shit. I'll have to get
like
a new one.
Do you buy them in bulk?
Hmm?
Do you, like, buy them? I'm obviously not in bulk, but do you, like, buy a whole bunch at the time?
Yeah, if they're cheap, because, you know, a lot of times they're, like, $20, and I'm already kind of low on cash, especially since I just used the last of my money. Well, I used the last of my money to pre-order Smash 3DS, as I've already said. Like, I pretty much just decided to, like, I have a really reliable GameStop near my school. It's, like, never crowded, and it's always been reliable, so I just used that to, like, pre-order my games and pick them up. But I basically just, like, spent all of my money. Like, I spent, like, the whole $40, and so now when I go pick up the game, the only stuff I'll have to pay is tax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I can probably just come over there with like $5 in hand, and I'll be like, you know, hey, I pre-ordered my game, and here you go, pick it up, and then just pay my money and walk out.
As for me, since I guess it's my turn. As for me, I haven't been doing much. It's just more school. I don't even remember if I mentioned that I started school like last Monday, but I did. I have some cool classes, I guess. My classes are... If I know I've only gone through 2 weeks, but if the first 2 weeks are anything to go by, my classes right now are extremely easy. Like, I'm not kidding. I had a whole bunch of class switching, I'm not sure if I mentioned last week, but I did. But now, my classes, I have gym, which is extremely easy. I don't do anything there. You have to run, like, a lap.
Excuse me, what grade are you in?
I know, it's freshman stuff, but obviously...
I was just gonna say, like, you're a freshman now?
Yeah,
it's gonna get harder.
I know,
I know we don't go to the same school, but as a former freshman, it's gonna get harder. It's gonna get a lot harder.
Oh, well, I have the easy classes now.
They give you the easy stuff to prepare you, and then they'll slowly, you know, increase the difficulty. You'll get through it, but it does get harder.
Dang it. I know my world history class is going to be easy because I know my world history already. Obviously, I'm going to learn something in there, but it's not... I'm more of a junkie with that stuff. My math class, I expect to get harder. All the other ones are not going to get harder. Art class, I've drew a really nice picture that I'm actually very proud of, even though I can't paint. So painting is going to be just evil. I'm never going to be able to like do it to my liking because I can't paint at all. But, my gym class is going to be easy. I don't really have to do much, except I know we have to run more and more as the semester continues. Math class is going to get harder. I've already said world history. But my next classes, if it goes according to plan, are my harder classes. I have language arts, which I'm not good at. I'm reasonably good at, but I always just never seem to get, like, higher grades than usual. I also have... what else is there? If it goes according to plan, I'll have Japanese... And then I have creative writing with a really cool teacher, apparently, and biology, which I'm really good at science, and I don't like science, but I think it'll be fine. But my big thing was, I never got to mention it, I was in, like, in 3 weeks ago, I'm not sure, I feel like I definitely don't think I mentioned this, but maybe I didn't, so I'll just skim over it. I was in Washington, D.C. forever ago on the 15th. I went to Washington, D.C. with my mama, and we went touring the Smithsonian, and we saw the Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions concert. And the only... of course I wanted to go there, but I left 20 minutes early into the lobby, and I had to watch the big performance from, like, a corner, or from, like, the lobby in a weird TV that wasn't even on kilter, and Junichi Masuda conducted a song, and some professional singer sang the Pokemon theme song, and I left before that, but I still saw it. And I went to a poster signing thing, and but then I left because I didn't have a poster, and you had to do that to be in there, but Junichi Masuda was there. And if I bought a poster, I would have been the third one to get it signed, besides the point. The only reason I like did that was because I was dying to meet just people, and people from the community. And I only met one of them, but he was my number one. I met Chuck Bahan, right, and he's so nice. I felt very awkward as me, because I felt like I was the oldest one there, and it was very awkward. There were, like, I saw somebody who must have been, like, a year younger than me, but it was, like, I saw, like, a 10-year-old, and he was like, oh my gosh, I'm his biggest fan. And I'm like, I was like, I am definitely not his biggest fan, because I would have to be very dedicated to watching his videos, and I can't do that. I usually just watch him in bulk once he finishes a Let's Play, unless it's, like, a game I love, like Sonic Colors, or he did Kid Icarus. So he was very nice. I loved talking to him. He was, we had a conversation of my janky iPod, which literally the day after I got home, I got my phone, so it stunk. It really did stink that I didn't get to, but we also had a conversation about my mom driving like 8 hours to get to Washington. But of course it wasn't just for the concert. We did a whole bunch of other stuff, but it was very nice. My trip in Washington, D.C. was excellent. Also, Washington, D.C., like many other cities, has very strange business hours compared to somebody from the suburbs, because everything on the weekdays and, or I'm sorry, everything on the weekends closes, like, early. Like, we couldn't find food at 6 o'clock. We had to go to, like, a Subway that was closing. So, but that was it.
All right. So, I guess I should talk about what I've been doing, which I don't even have a lot to say, so I'm glad I went last. Let me just quickly mention, I'm not gonna get into a whole bunch of stuff because I know we gotta try to finish this podcast up quickly. I've been uploading tons of Smash Brothers videos, and usually it's of me, you know, of course, doing very hard on the original Smash Brothers for Nintendo 64. Hey. So if you wanna check that out, you know, go to my channel, Spider Staryu. What was it? And that's Spider Startup, alright? God. People call me Spider Startup. Spider Star U Y. Really? Truly? But yeah. So, I uploaded a video with Yoshi, Fox, Jigglypuff, Mario. And Jigglypuff, it was hard because, you know, no tea, no shade. Jigglypuff in the original Smash Brothers was so light. Literally, when I'm looking at the weight calculations, oh my god. Kirby's at this one point, and then Jigglypuff is like literally like 20 stages down from Kirby. Ew. So Jigglypuff is super, super light. So it was really hard on very hard to do it. But, you know, I ended up doing it. You know, I had 4 lives up until freaking the fighting polygon crap. But you can check that out because that was bullcrap. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say, because there's not been a lot going on, truly. So, yeah.
Okay. That's all of us, wow. I guess this is the end. So, my Shamrocks, I guess I will be doing the ending information. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and the Lost Levels podcast at thelostlevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com. So, hooray. And as for me, you can find me at AbsolutePowers on Twitter, Greninja.tumblr.com, or NintendoSpot.com for my website.
You can follow me on Tumblr at unofficialofficialToadette, and see my Miiverse page at Toadette Wii U, Wii spelled W-E-E. It's just two E's. Toadette, W-E-E-U. It's mostly Tomodachi Life stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And you can find me, Super Zamzi, everywhere. Literally everywhere. You look, probably, I'll be there with that username. And please remember to do the giveaway. iTunes, review us.
As for me, you can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. Alright, it is Spider Star U all across the board. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, Google+, add me to your circles. For Nintendo Network, make sure you say that you know me from the podcast, or at least you say, you know, I got robbed, so I know to I know you're accepting. So you gotta make sure you say that. You either gotta say I know you from the Lost Levels, or I got robbed. Because if you don't say those two things, or one of those two things, or whatever, I will not accept your friend request. You need to say something, because I got to know who you are. If you don't tell me who you are, I'm just going to decline the request. So make sure you do that.
I haven't even checked my Miiverse to see if anybody did any of that. They went to my forum profile and looked for my Miiverse thing. So I'm sorry if I never accepted any of these. That's the end of the podcast. I hoped you enjoyed listening to basically me talking, because I felt not. I mean, you guys talked a lot too, but I felt like I talked way too much in this podcast, as I usually do. But that's the end of the podcast. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Smash Bros. Next week.